Blog Talk Radio. Opportunity to share with you here at Word Alive at 5. Share it with someone at blogtalkradio.com, KBDI. Guest call-in number is 646-668-2780. You can call in and be a part of this program. You can make your request known. We are certainly grateful for all of you who will tune in and share this programming with anyone and everyone, for this is truly an opportunity for people to get a beautiful idea of real kingdom work. For the programming here is geared and designed to maintain and continue to develop the faith of the believers. Amen. And our program here is Kingdom Builders Development Institute, blogtalkradio.com, KBDI. Once again, the guest call-in number is 646-668-2780. Amen. We want all of you to be guilty of giving. We want all of you to be guilty of giving today. Partner with this ministry. I promise you this is good ground to sow in. And they have several means by which you can do that. They have set up opportunities with Givelify, that's G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y, or PayPal, P-A-Y-P-A-L. The email there is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. Once again, that's kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. The telephone number is 313-583-9739. We thank you all for tuning in. This is such a wonderful opportunity to be here today to share with you on January the 2nd, 2021. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We made it over to see the new year. Millions didn't make it, but I'm so glad that I am one of the ones who did. There are many people who have suffered over the last year, and there are people who are actually dealing with loss right now. And as I had an opportunity to share at my church on Sunday, for there is no loss when you are in Christ. For we thank God that our salvation guarantees that we will see our loved ones again. Amen. Those loved ones, those who have died in the Lord, those who have moved on and made a transition in God, when we make our transition, when Christ cracks the sky, we will see them again. Our salvation guarantees that we will see our loved ones again. So they are not lost. We have not suffered a loss, for we will see them again. We'll miss them while we're still here, that they have gone on. But in transition, there is no loss, for we know that absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. This is the word of our Lord, and we thank God for his word, his record. His record gives us an opportunity to remember that he is still sitting high and looking low. Thank you again. Please, those of you who are tuning in, be guilty of giving on today, for we truly look forward to continuing in the work that is being done here. You can be guilty of sowing the seed through Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y, or you can do so by PayPal, P-A-Y, PAL. The email there is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. That's all one word, no underscores, no periods. It's kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. That telephone number there for KBDI is 313-583-9739. Once again, that's 313-583-9739. Please feel free to give us a call, make your request known, for we truly have a desire to pray with you and to share with you in this time, for we know that there is nothing greater than a friend that will sacrifice for their brother. We thank God for you. We thank God for his sacrifice. We thank God for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, for his laying down his life on the cross. For they did not take his life. He laid his life down. He sacrificed his life. He gave his life. He forfeited his life that we might live. And that is truly something to celebrate. That is a reason to tell God thank you, even in the face of such tragedy and calamity as we have seen as of late, suffered as of late. Thank God that we are able to look at the record and see that God has made preparations for us in these trying times. And once again, we thank you for tuning in here to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio, where we are blessed to be a blessing. I am your host, Andre Lancaster, minister from the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, City of Detroit, Michigan, 48211, 901 Melbourne, right on the corner of Melbourne and Oakland. If you're from the area, there is a wonderful restaurant right down the street called the Turkey Grill, and they are very well known, and we are directly down the street. If you can make it there, all you have to do is head east, and you will run into Nazarene. Amen. And we're still running our food pantry even while the pandemic is taking place. Glory to God. Thank you all for tuning in today. We will have a dialogue today as it pertains to the idea behind the armor. Amen. The idea behind the whole armor. We thank God for his word, for we are truly grateful for that passage of scripture in the book of Ephesians, where God gives us clarity and holds this conversation as it pertains to putting on the whole armor. So what we'll do here shortly is we will read from the King James Version, and then we will read the transliteration from the Message application in efforts to bring clarity and to bring practicality to what it is that we want to convey today. Thank God for those who have put this work in to bring this transliteration to manifestation. This message application certainly has been helpful in helping those who may struggle with understanding thou's and knowest and henceforth and those words as such. We thank God for the plain English that has been used here in this message transliteration, so that those who have a desire to have a better understanding can get some clarity and have an opportunity not only to experience the Logos, but an opportunity to experience and walk in the Rhema word. Amen. For Logos being the written word, that part of the record that was transcribed, that was recorded. Rhema being an in-season word, a word that would be applicable and useful in an instant, right now word. Amen. That's the way we like to describe it in the preaching arena. Rhema is a right now word, amen, that which gives us some sort of understanding, clarity, and practical application to real life circumstances right now, real time, amen. And we all have found ourselves in need of some real time, right now assistance from the word of God on more than one occasion. If you lived any time, you have. If you haven't, as the old folks used to say, keep living. You'll find the need. We will be coming from the book of Ephesians in chapter 6 on today. But before we get there, we thank God for those frontline workers. Just want to commend those. And we're going to have our intercessory prayer here very shortly, and we want to pray for those who are on the front line, those who are there in the hospitals, on the front line in the doctor's offices, law enforcement, those who have to be out. They are what we call essential in this season. And we thank God that as much as we pray for them and as much as we lift them up in prayer, we recognize that we are truly grateful for their work, yet not forgetful for what our greatest necessity is. And our greatest necessity is that relationship with Christ, knowledge of the Word of God, the prepared state, the state of readiness. The Bible talks about being ready. Be ready. Be ready. Being ready. In season. Instant. In season. Amen. And the reason God talks about state of readiness is because we have no idea when Christ is going to make his return. Amen. There's no, as much as people would like to ascribe or subscribe that they have some hidden secret information that gives us insight or gives them insight into the coming of our Lord, I want to submit to you today that based on the Word of God, there is no living soul or dead that knows the day nor the hour that the Son of Man shall return. And in that light, we, as God has placed it in his word, need to be ready, be instant in season, be ready, be always ready, always ready, always ready. Keep your prayer life intact. Make sure that your prayer life is sound and solid. Prayer life, prayer is our means of communicating with God. And if there was ever a time when we needed to have communication with God, this is certainly a season where communication is essential. Amen. I would submit to you today that prayer is as essential as the doctor in the hospital, because without God, the doctor cannot perform to a level of excellence that he does. Without God, we would be lost. Had it not been for him sending Christ to lay down his life on the cross, in this season right here, we would never see, because we would not have made it. Amen? This is Word Alive at 5. I am so grateful for an opportunity to share with you here on today. This is the Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And inside of this opportunity, we pray with you. We pray that something would be said to encourage you to maintain a right working relationship with God. We do have our guest call-in number, and that call-in number is 646-668-2780. Once again, you can reach us at 646-668-2780. And this is truly God's doing here, amen, as I have been given this wonderful opportunity to share with you. And as we continue to move forward in the work that God has given us, we pray that those of you who are tuning in, those of you who are listening in, will be guilty of sowing a seed on today. Please be guilty of sharing on today. And there are several means by which that can take place, through Givelify, PayPal, and the email there would be kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com. That's one word, kingdombuilderinternational, and that's at Gmail. And the telephone number there for KBDI is 313-583-9739. That's 313-583-9739. Thank you again so much for all that you do. God bless every one of you who have already been guilty of giving. I pray that God would return it to you unlimited fold. Amen. For those of you who are praying and seeking God concerning what your seed needs to be, I pray that God would give you clarity as it pertains to the sowing of your seed, because there can be no harvest without sowing. There can be no harvest without a seed being sown. So we pray that you will take opportunity to sow in this season. No gift is too big or too small. We pray that you would share as God leads you. And if you do it in that manner, God's word says that he would return it unto us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. He said that he would cause men to give unto your bosom. And we are grateful unto God for his word, because it is his word that has given us strength in our faith, that has given us confidence. It has reassured us that even in the face of such a circumstance as that which we deal with right now, God is still able. He is still able to take little and do much. Matter of fact, the Bible says that he can do exceeding abundantly. He can go beyond abundance. He has the ability to exceed abundance. He can do more than we can imagine. We can't imagine the level of love that God can show. We can't even fathom it in our mind the things that God can do to express his love for us. And the mere idea that he would sacrifice his only begotten son is just one of those opportunities to see the magnitude of God's love, the depth of God's love, to see how truly deep God's love is for his children. Amen. And that sacrifice alone was enough to be sure to get us every opportunity that we need to make it into the kingdom. Amen. For Christ let us know that he went away to prepare a place for us, and that he would return again and receive us unto himself. And I am looking forward to the day that he makes his return. I am grateful for this opportunity, this life that he has given me, and I look forward to much more work being done in the kingdom building area. I just thank God that my destination is secure. I know where I'm going when I leave here. Hallelujah. I know that I have a mansion in the sky. Praise be unto God. Glory to the Lamb. Okay, get your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. We're going to prepare ourselves for our corporate prayer, our intercessory prayer. Amen. For we know that prayer is truly a powerful tool that God has given us to make contact with him, to reach out to him, to give him all of our cares and our concerns, our trials and our troubles. We have been given this tool, this venue, that we might get to God, get his attention, and have a little talk with Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to share with your people. And I pray that whatever you are dealing with, whatever your struggle is, if you don't have any struggles, we just thank God that you're tuning in to be an encouragement to somebody else, to be encouraged on today, to be reassured that our destiny is definite. God has not forgotten. He has not turned his back on us. He has not left anything to chance. He has made his record known. And through his word, we are assured that victory is certain. Amen. We thank God for that. Thank God that victory is certain. And I want you to know that as we move forward into prayer tonight, Mark chapter 11, around verse number 21 to 22, the Bible says, have faith in God. Just prior to a conversation concerning the frame of mind that we need to possess as we approach prayer. Amen. There is a posture, there is a frame of mind, there is a position that you need to place yourself in, if you can, prior to approaching God's throne. You want to humble yourself. You want to empty yourself out. You want to lay all of your issues before his feet. And as you do that, begin to thank him and realize that he has been waiting for you to give them over to him. He's been standing there waiting for us to open the door, invite him in, lay all of our cares at his feet so that he can deal with our human condition. Amen. So praise be unto God. There is still truly, truly, truly a wonderful, wonderful love relationship that exists between God and ourselves. He has not forgotten us. He has not forsaken us. He has not turned his back. And I know that there are many of those prior to this pandemic who had become angry with God, hadn't been to church in a long time, had forsaken the fellowship of the brethren. And I thank God that he has no reason. There is not a hating bone in God's body. If you want to receive him, he is waiting to receive you with open arms. God does not hold a grudge. I think somebody need to think about that. Let that marinate in your mind for a moment. God doesn't hold a grudge. He doesn't go to sleep. So he doesn't go to bed angry. God does not deal with us in the same fashion that we deal with one another. See, friends will get angry and get upset, and they'll, you know, leave you out to dry, or they'll turn their back or walk away. God never did that. Matter of fact, God set it up so beautifully that all we had to do was ask for forgiveness, and the door is there, always open. God is always there, arms wide open, door wide open, waiting for us to come on in, run into safety. And I thank God for that scripture that says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and they that run in are safe. I thank God for his name being a strong tower. I thank God for being a tower of safety in a time where people don't even know where they can be safe, fighting the unseen enemy. I am telling you, the time of uncertainty has never been higher. But are you not glad that God is still the God of all gods? He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the master and ruler. He alone rules the world. And I am so grateful on today that he has seen fit to show us his love. For those of you who have been able to tune in, those of you who are listening, thank you once again for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio, where we are blessed to be a blessing. I am your host, 5 o'clock, Word Alive at 5, right here at Kingdom Builders Development Institute. We thank you so much for all of you who have shared. You can check us out at blogtalkradio.com, KBDI. Guest call-in number is 646-668-2780. Area code 646-668-2780. Those of you who would like to be guilty of sowing a seed, those of you who would like to sow into this great kingdom work on today, you can do so through Givelify, PayPal. The email there is kingdombuilderinternational@gmail, KBDI 313-583-9739. That's kingdombuilderinternational@gmail. If you want to sow a seed by way of Givelify or a PayPal, that kingdombuilderinternational@gmail, that email there, or this phone number at for KBDI, 313-583-9739. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in for our program today, and we're going to talk about the idea behind the armor. Amen. The idea behind the armor. And we are going to be in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, we'll start at verse 10. Just before that, we'll have our intercessory prayer, and then we'll go right into our word and hope that there will be someone who would seek salvation, somebody who realizes the beauty of a relationship with God. The love that God has to give is never ending. He's never going to give up on us. He'll never give up on you. And this is the reason why he has prepared this word, to remind us that we need not give up. We need not give up. We only need to be vigilant, remain prayerful, and God is going to give us the victory. The book of Psalms says that only with our eyes will we behold and see the reward of the wicked. We thank God that even as Pharaoh, that he was going to place some sort of curse on God's people, that thing turned around and did exactly to him what he thought that he was going to do to the Hebrews. So give God glory, knowing that the enemy cannot overcome you. That's a place to give God praise. The enemy cannot overcome you. He cannot overwhelm you. He cannot give you anything that you cannot handle, because God has to give him permission to come into your life. Hallelujah. Two ways the enemy comes in. Either God gives him permission or you give him permission. One or the other. Know this. Just as God has given you the power to invite him in, you have the power to keep him out. And you can bind Satan in the name of Jesus. That name, Jesus, causes demons to tremble. And I promise you that God did not give you the authority of that name just for you to end up being a victim. He has no desire to see you victimized. God says that he wishes above all things that we will prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. And I promise you, prosperity is not an equivalent formula of defeat. Prosperity is of the winning connotation. God wants us to win. It's just that simple. So let us prepare for our intercession. Those of you who have suffered loss, we pray that God will strengthen you in this time. We pray that God will give you clarity and allow you to understand that his will shall be done and that his will is never wrong. We just pray that God will help us to understand that his will is the will that we desire, that we may see the favor of God, the promises of God, before we leave this land of the living. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all glory, honor, and praise on this evening. Father, we give you honor and glory and praise, for you are truly worthy. The Bible says, from the rising of the sun until the very going down of the same, that the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. God, we offer you praise, as the Bible teaches us that you inhabit the praises of your people. As we have a desire to experience your presence on today, we pray right now, offer you the highest praise that can be given, and that is a hallelujah praise, God. We offer hallelujah to you right now. We give you the highest praise that you can be given on today, God, that you would come in and set up, take residence in our homes and on our jobs, God. Every hospital, every convalescent home, every jail cell, God, every single place where your people have found themselves. God, we pray right now that you would make your presence known, God. Let not their hearts be troubled. Help them to understand that absence from the body is presence with the Lord. Father, we pray that you would continue to give the doctor strength and clarity of mind, God. We pray that you would allow the work that they are doing to be work to glorify you, We pray that you would continue to keep your people, lead your people, and guide your people as you have continued to do from the very beginning, God. Help us not go astray, Father. And when we do, help us to get back on the right path. For you said in your word that you will forsake the 99 to go after the one. Father, when we are the one, we pray that you would come on and get us, God, because we don't want to be lost. We don't want to be outside of the hedge of protection. Father, we pray right now that you will continue to keep your loving arms around your people, for there is truly a need for your love in this land, God. And we pray right now that your love would overflow in the hearts of your people, so much so, God, till whenever we encounter one another, we know instantly that we are standing with the believer, just as John the Baptist leapt in the womb of Mary's cousin. God, we pray right now that you would create that same excitement in the minds of the believers, God. Help us to remember how beautiful it was when we first got saved. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do through this word today. We pray that someone would be encouraged. God, we pray that you would encourage someone on today through your word. We pray that this program will continue to be blessed, that they would be financially supported in every area that they would need support. God, we pray that the people who are listening, that you would speak to their heart, that they would be giving, that they would be guilty of sowing a seed on today, God, to know that where the seed is planted, the harvest will be plentiful. We give you glory, honor, and praise for that on today, God. And we thank you for being sovereign. Thank you for not needing any assistance to continue to advance the kingdom. God, we thank you that you are sovereign and need no help. Help us to continue to trust, lean, and believe on and in you, God. There are those that would like for us to believe that you are not real. I bind that idea in the name of Jesus. I bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. I cast him back to the pit of hell, hey God, from whence he came, for there is nothing that shall separate, hey God, nothing that will separate us from your love, God. Thank you in advance for your love on this evening, God. Thank you for loving us today. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for loving us on today, God. Touch every pastor and every preacher, God, every bishop and apostle, them to know that there is truly, truly much labor to do, God. Thank you for the labor, God. We thank you for the laborers that are on the way. We thank you that you are giving us what we need to continue doing what you have called us to do. And we're going to give you praise, honor, and glory. And it is in all Jesus' name, all in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen, 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 and thank God. Saturday, January the 2nd, 2021. God let us make it on today. Hallelujah. He brought us in and he set us up that we might be here today to give him glory. Amen. Amen. The idea behind the armor. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse number 10, just a brief dialogue concerning the mindset, concerning the posture of preparation, position of preparation. Thank God for the understanding of being in a state of preparedness, knowing that he was coming here to die. Think about that. Christ left heaven knowing that he was coming here to die an unjust death. And yet he did his job. And he also allowed us to see that it's not as easy done as it is to be said sometimes. But God wants us to know that he'll be there. And not only will he be there, he has given us some things to help us along the way that we might stand strong in this time. in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, starting with verse number 10, the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." This is Paul talking here to the church in Ephesus. And he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, let's look at this as Paul sums up a dialogue that he had been having in chapter 6 during his time here in this writing. He says in verse number 10, "Finally," and there's a comma there making sure that there is clarity concerning the pause. "Finally," as though he was saying, okay, now that we've come to this part, now that we've come to the conclusion. Matter of fact, let's read verses 10 through 12 in the Message application in its transliteration, and I think you might understand where we're going with this. And verse 10 through 12 says in the Message application in its transliteration, "And that about wraps it up." This is Paul in the transliteration. It says, "And that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. So take everything the master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours." I like that part right there. He says, this is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a few hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Now listen. The enemy, in a season such as this, wants us to lose faith and give up in the fight. But God is saying here, through his writer, Paul, "Finally." Finally meaning after all is said and done, when it all boils down. When you get right down to it, just like the Message application, the way that they transliterated it, and he surmised it as saying, "And that about wraps it up." This is what "finally" equates to in the transliteration. "Finally" equates to "and that about wraps it up." God is strong, and he wants you strong. God is strong, and he wants you strong. God is strong, and he wants you strong. Why does God want you to be strong? God wants us to be strong because there are those who will not be able to fight for themselves. There will be those that we will need to intercede for, those that we will need to pray over and lay hands on. There are those that were angry at God, and now they're sick and they're suffering, and they need our strength. Glory be to God. They need your strength. They need you at this moment, in this season, with everything that's going on, not just in our health care, not just in the world of health, but I mean in the geopolitical scheme of things. God has a desire for his believers to be strong and prepared in this season. Where is the preparation? What is the preparation? The preparation begins here after he lets us know, hey, look, God is strong. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to be strong. So in his desire for our strength, verse number 11, King James Version says, put on the whole armor of God. Preparation. The reason that you put on armor is so that you are prepared for the assault. Speak, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah on today. Thank God for that. There is a need for preparation so that when the assault takes place, that will take place, once the enemy begins to come against you, which he is going to do, because that is the job, that is the process. We walk by faith. He tries to discourage us through our flesh. Our faith is that thing that is connected to God that gives us strength that we don't possess in our muscles. It gives us the ability to overcome flesh even when flesh seems to be holding all the cards, so to speak. I want you to hear that in your spirit today. God wants you to be strong, and he is preparing you in your strength through the word of God, and the blood of Christ and the word of God gives us a state of preparation that puts us in the winner's circle. Listen again. Verse number 11. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? Why? That ye may be able, may be able, may be able, may, that ye may be able, alluding to the future, alluding to that which is to come, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God has no desire to see us overrun or overcome by the enemy. As a matter of fact, he has made it his business to give us passage of scripture, to give us a record, to let us know that he has a desire to see us win. He has prepared armor for us. And in the preparation of that armor, he says that it is so that when the enemy attacks, we can stand. When the assault takes place, we are able to stand. And that standing gives strength to those who are around us. As soldiers on the battlefield for God, as we stand and fight, just as Aaron and Hur made sure that Moses' arms stayed up so that the victory would continue to be ours, we must, in this same season, be mindful of holding up the men of God, the women of God, believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, through our prayers, holding their arms up, that we would continue to win the good fight of faith on this battlefield. Amen. Now, there are many of us who are fighting amongst one another. We fight amongst one another when God is letting us know here in verse number 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not our brothers and sisters that we're fighting against. Matter of fact, he wants it to be made very clear the reason that he introduced the dialogue in verse number 11 so that we didn't get confused in verse number 12 when we realized that the enemy would use our brothers and sisters to attack us, and it's not some fella in a red suit with a pitchfork and a tail. See, there is clarity provided in verse number 11 so that we don't get confused in verse number 12. He says, put on the whole armor so that when the enemy attacks, you can stand. He says, you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, he letting us know it ain't your brothers and your sisters that you're wrestling against. It's not the brothers and sisters that we're wrestling against. It's not our brothers and sisters that we fight against. We must overcome the ideals that keep bondage. We must overcome the ideology that we need to keep some folks down in order to stay up. We got to let go of the idea that anyone is better than anyone else because of their skin color or because of their faith. We have to know that we are all children of God, that we all deserve to live, that we all deserve to access those same liberties that God has offered us and given us through various entities. And in doing that, anytime you stand and you fight, the enemy is going to attack. If you are walking with God, if you are on God's side, you should expect the onslaught of the enemy as an attack, because that is the only way that he can turn us around. He has to attack. He has to get us. He has to knock us down. He has to isolate us. He has to make us believe that we are not fit for the fight. Hallelujah. He has to make us believe that we are not fit for the fight. But God has prepared us for the fight, and he has told us right here, verse number 12, it's not against flesh and blood, but it's the principalities, the principles, the ideas against powers, those who are in a position of authority, those who are in power that abuse their power and take advantage of those who are less educated, less fortunate, those who are not as financially stable. There are mindsets that the enemy will set up in the minds of people. And this is how God lets us know that although the enemy gonna use your brothers and your sisters, it's not the brothers and sisters that we fight against. See, God don't hate the person, he hates the sin. Thank you for that, Holy Spirit. See, God don't hate the person, he hates the sin. So we have to find a way to realize that every attack is agenda of the enemy. That is the itinerary of the enemy, to attack. His job is to attack us, is to attempt to destroy us, so that we get lost in fighting amongst one another and we fail to remember that we have real power to destroy these ideas that keep darkness engulfing God's people. We have the power to arrest the darkness in the lives of the believers through prayer, through the putting on of the whole armor of God. The idea behind the armor is to be prepared. Be prepared to fight. Make sure that your prayer life is intact. Be guilty of tithes and offerings. Be guilty of kindness and mercy. Be guilty of empathy and love. Please remember that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The sacrifice of Christ's life was God's way of showing his love for us. Amen. And I thank you for this opportunity to share with you on today. Those of you who have tuned in today, we thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. Listen, we want you to be a part of the kingdom life. We want you to have access to these things that we have been given access to. And in the name of Jesus Christ, if you would just repeat these words with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come into my life. For I believe that you died on the cross, that you got up on the third day, and that you live at the right hand of the Father. For I am a sinner. I receive you unto myself. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. And if you said these words, you are already saved. Just be busy about getting a prayer life. Be busy about getting your prayer life and your word intake up. Bible says that faith come by hearing, which is a perpetual motion. Hearing, not heard. You got to hear it constantly. You got to keep listening, keep reading, keep growing, and be guilty of sowing the seed, because where there's no seed sown, there can be no harvest. Amen. And you can do that through Givelify, PayPal, email KingdomBuilderInternational@gmail.com, 313-583-9739. Give God all the glory, for he is truly worthy to be praised. Once again, my name is Andre Lancaster, Associate Minister at the Misery Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, 901 Melbourne, right here in the city of Detroit, Michigan, 48211. Thank you for this opportunity to share here on Kingdom Builders Development Institute. We pray that you would give us a call. Be sure to share with us what your 646-688-2780. Give us a call. Make your request known. 646-668-2780. Thank you so much for every opportunity to share with you, for God is truly worthy to be praised. For this is a blessed, blessed event here that they have allowed me to be a part of. Thank God for all of you. Know the importance of salvation. Don't lay down tonight uncertain of your salvation. Please know. You got to know. You got to be sure. You have to know for certain that you have made your business right with God. No man knows the day nor the hour. No man knows when God is going to crack the sky and send his son Jesus to receive us unto himself. But salvation puts you in a position to where you will access that vantage point. You will be prepared when he returns. And that's what we're here to do today. We pray that something was said or done to encourage you to reconnect with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to reestablish your relationship with God, to continue to work and build your relationship with our Father in heaven, so that as we continue to move forward through these trying times, people will have a real victory story to hold on to, even in the face of sickness, even in the face of death. Hold on until God changes things. God is going to be our vindicator. He has prepared the armor because he wants us to be prepared for the fight. He did not prepare the armor so that we would be defeated. The purpose of the preparation of armor is to give us the opportunity to advance. Hallelujah. He prepared that armor so that we could be ready when the time came. And I'm telling you, time is nigh. The time is right now. We need soldiers on the battlefield. We need men and women showing love for the people of God. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. I am your host, Andre Lancaster, with Word Alive at 5. This is the Kingdom Builders Development Institute. You can give us a call. Let your request be made known. Area code 646-668-2780. You can partner with us by giving at Givelify or PayPal. Kingdom Builders International at Gmail. That's Kingdom Builders International at Gmail. KBDI 313-583-9739. Please be guilty of giving on today, for there are many of us who would love to continue to see programs like this constantly available to the believer. Amen. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. We pray that anyone and everyone who has heard this will share this with someone today. Tell somebody about blogtalkradio.com, KBDI, where we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. God bless you, and heaven smile upon you is our prayer. Have a good evening. Oh,
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're going to do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. We die that you might increase tonight, God. We die in the name of Jesus, God. We just clear the land in the name of Jesus, God. But we don't want anything to block our prayers, God. So therefore, we come repenting for all of our sins, God. We pray that you would blood wash us and make us whole, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would circumcise us tonight, God. That you would circumcise our hearts in the name of Jesus, God. That you would circumcise our ear gates, God. We just take dominion and authority over all dullness of heart, all dullness of hearing, God. We pray, God, that you would judge the hardness of heart in the name of Jesus, God. Make our hearts soft and pliable in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rekaya shea, brokoya la ria kaya saya reke, rababaya shea la ria daya saya. Create in us a clean heart, Lord Jesus, and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus, God. We want to live upright and holy before you, God. We want to live a life pleasing unto you, God. So therefore, we submit unto you, Lord Jesus. We submit our lives unto you, God. We submit our bodies unto you, God. For they're the temple of the Holy